Let's stand and stretch and warm up a little bit. You'll be sitting for most of the morning. Fingers to the sky, and as much as you're able, all the way down. We'll try that again with our bodies and with our voices. How about let's do like a dog might do when coming out of the water, just start shaking with your head, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hips, more hips, your legs, all the way down to your toes. We'll do this all at the same time with our voices again from the top to the bottom in our bodies. Ready? One, two, three. Hips, legs. That looks ridiculous. Okay. One more warm up. Let's sing the Spanish word for madame. And we'll just pretend we're big fakey opera singers. So put two hands on your hip and you're going to throw your arm out as you sing. Senora. One, two, three. Senora. Now with the two hands on the other hip, we sing. Senora. Now two hands out to the front. Senora. Now turn to your neighbor and sing one more time. Senora. Excellent. Let's just do one more. We'll sing a scale with numbers. So we'll start with one, 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 two, one, one, two, three, two, one, and all the way up. Ready? One, two, here we go. One, one, two, one, one, two, three, two, one, one, two, three, four, three, two, one, one, two, three, four, five, four, three, two, one, one, two, three, four, five, six, five, four, three, two, one. 1, 2, 3, 5, 5, 6, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll start on 8. 8, 8, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Very nice. We'll just do it one more time now, and we're going to leave out the number 4. So you just sing, you leave space for it, but you don't say 4 at all, and you just skip to 5. So we'll try it. 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 5, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1. Give yourselves a hand. Maybe seated as we prepare for our worship. As we sing this call to worship, we ask you just to sing back what is sung to you.
Come, let us worship God. Come, let us worship God. Welcome, everyone, to the love of God. Rest for the weary. Rest for the weary. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, to the love of God. Tears for the grieving. Tears for the grieving. Welcome everyone. To the love of God. Hope for the children. Hope for the children. Welcome everyone. To the love of God. Peace for the war-torn. Peace for the war-torn. Welcome everyone. To the love of God. Come, let us worship God. Come, let us worship God. Welcome everyone. To the love of God. To the love of God.
One more song to begin our day. This morning we have a chance to remember our baptism, and this evening we come to the table to join in the feast. So we'll sing a song about that from a familiar passage from Isaiah 55. Again, it's call and response, so you just need to learn a couple of parts. The first is to sing this line, come to the waters. Come to the waters, come to the feast, come to the feast. So first I'll sing, then you, come to the waters. Here, I'll sing a line and then you sing, come to the waters. So first I'll sing this line, come to the waters, then I will sing you follow. Come to the feast, and then we'll do it again. Come to the waters, I sing and then you follow. Come to the feast. That's the first part. The second part, you start, and you sing this line. For this is life. For this is life. Now sing that line the same way. For this is life. You sing it one more time. For this is life. The song is almost over. Oh, come to the feast. Oh, come to the feast. So your big part is to come in strong, for this is life. All right? Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Here is an end to hunger. Come to the feast, and everyone who labors, come to the waters. All you who have no money, come to, for this is life, for this is life. The waters of the Jordan, for this is life. The waters of your birth, for this is life. The waters that renew you, oh, come to the feast. Oh, come to the feast. Oh, everyone who seeks, come to the waters. Hear me and share the riches. Come to the feast. And everyone who mourns, come to the water. Now is an end to sadness. Come to for this is life, streams of joy and gladness. For this is life, the rains that bring you joy. For this is life, waters that restore you. are oppressed, come to the waters. This is the feast of justice. Come to the feast, and you the lost and broken, come to the waters. This is the feast of healing. Come to the feast, for this is life, to die and rise in Jesus. For this is life, to share the life of Christ. For this is life, the bread and wine of justice. Oh, come to the feast. Oh, come to the feast. Amen.
Susan reminded us yesterday that Luther recommended that we get up in the morning, make the sign of the cross, and remind ourselves of our baptism. We invite you to do that now as a reminder that we are all children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is the cue for the dramatist to be ready. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. The poor man died and was buried. And was carried, a very important textual mistake there. The poor man died and was, use your imaginations a little bit, carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us is a great chasm. The chasm has been fixed so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so. And no one can cross from there to us." Even from Hades, the rich man didn't get it, did he? He was still trying to order Lazarus around. "Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue."
Like he was still in charge, creating himself in the image of the Creator, taking the role of the Creator, taking the creative power of the word,
"Let there be, and there was,"
and using it for domination and oppression,
just like we've always done.
hit us, and we'll hit you back.
Hit him again, harder, harder.
Our bombs are smarter than your bombs and more plentiful, too.
The time for peace is over. Kill the bastards.
A woman's place is in the home. If she has a question, she should ask her husband.
We'd be glad to promote a woman if we could find one who's qualified.
If she was raped, she must have asked for it.
~11,000 kids in foster care. Those poor kids.
Someone ought to do something.
Poor? These people don't know what it is to be poor. Let them get jobs like the rest of us.
Child care? If they have kids, they should take care of them. Teach them a lesson.
Welfare schmelfare.
Join the AIDS walk?
Hell no! Those people got what they deserved. Open your markets, we'll open ours.
Sell us your oil, and we'll give you our pollution. Open our church for a shelter, but we might need it.
Not in my town.
Not in my backyard.
Not in my neighborhood.
Oh, sure, we'd let them in the church, but they really just want to be with their own kind.
Ignore who? What's his name? Lazarus? I don't even know the guy.
A great chasm, indeed.
Lazarus, a shortened form of Eleazar, which means God helps.
And the rich man, nameless.
The two of them, separated by a chasm of the rich man's making, he walled himself off from Lazarus.
And from Abraham. The one we know only as the rich man chose to distance himself from Abraham, from the poor and needy, from God's creation, from the covenant itself.
You shall be my people.
And I will be your God.
Alas for those who are at ease in Zion, for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches, and eat lambs from the flock, and calves from the stall, who drink wine from bowls, and anoint themselves with the finest oils.
And sell the needy for a pair of sandals.
Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke?
Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin?
Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation.
Father Abraham, have mercy.
Child. Do we get it?
Oh my God, no. Oh my God. Oh my God. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.